Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
U.S. intelligence chiefs say more than 30 nations have been developing offensive cyber attack capabilities as recently as last year. And they specifically named China, Russia, North Korea and Iran among the players. The heads of the various U.S. intelligence agencies have been testifying before the U.S. Congress on Russia's alleged interference in the 2016 U.S. presidential polls. This is the first time they're speaking publicly about the issue. The spy chiefs called Russia a major threat to the U.S. government, military, diplomatic, commercial and critical infrastructure. The chief of U.S. National Intelligence said Russia has mounted the most aggressive and direct campaign to interfere in U.S. elections yet. However, he did not clarify that the alleged interference had affected the voting tally, though there was no way to gauge it if it influenced voting choices. Leading Republican and head of the Senate Armed Forces Committee, John McCain, says he intends to launch a series of probes into the Russian hacking. But he stated they are not meant to question the election results. Instead, he emphasized the need to address cyber threats.
Our adversaries have reached a common conclusion that the reward for attacking America in cyberspace outweighs the risk. For years, cyber attacks on our nation have been met with indecision and inaction. Our nation has no policy and thus no strategy for cyber deterrence. This appearance of weakness has been provocative to our adversaries who have attacked us again and again with growing severity.
The intelligence chiefs also added that the Chinese government has continued to run cyber espionage operations against the U.S., American companies and organizations. But when the senators pressed the issue of retaliating against China for these actions, the national intelligence chief called for caution.
People who live in glass houses need to think about throwing rocks because this was an act of espionage. And, you know, we and other nations conduct similar acts of espionage. So if we're going to punish each other for acts of espionage, that's a different policy issue.
General Clapper also noted a reduction in cyber activity for commercial gains as agreed with Chinese President Xi Jinping in 2015. The claims of election hacking by Russia have caused a rift between President-elect Donald Trump, his fellow Republicans, and the intelligence chiefs. Mr. Trump has dismissed the allegations as false, and he's at odds with senior Republicans such as Senators John McCain and Lindsey Graham, who are calling for tougher action against the Russians. Now, Simon Marks joins us now from Washington. Simon, the intelligence chiefs have named a broad range of players as threats against the state. If these were such severe threats, now why has the red flag not gone up before?
Well, they would argue from their perspective a couple of different things, I think, Gus. First of all, they would say, look, they have raised the red flag. They have warned government departments and, by extension, political parties and corporate titans here in the United States to be on guard against cyber espionage. But as they testified here over the last few hours, this is an evolving threat to the United States, as they described it, a multifaceted campaign against U.S. government institutions, political parties, and also corporate entities. So this is part of the process of raising the red flag. And there were times during the course of this hearing by the Senate Armed Services Committee in which it was pretty apparent that members of the Armed Services Committee themselves don't fully understand some of the issues, particularly of a high-tech nature, that the intelligence community here is grappling with.
So have they managed to present supporting evidence of the allegations they made?
Well, the process of gathering all of that intelligence and putting together the full report into what the intelligence chiefs made very apparent over the last few hours was, they believe, a Russian-led attempt to interfere with America's election process. They described it as there has never been a more aggressive or direct attempt to interfere in an American election. That process is still underway. The full report is going to be presented to lawmakers and also to President Obama and to the president-elect of the United States, Donald Trump, in about 24 hours' time. Then a redacted version of the report will be made public, we believe, on Monday. That redacted version of the report will give everybody an opportunity to see exactly what kind of evidence, to some degree, the intelligence community has gathered on which to base the conclusions that they have reached. But the conclusion was inescapable and was presented in a joint statement put out by those intelligence chiefs as the hearing was getting underway on Capitol Hill. They argue that only high-level Russian government officials could have authorized the kind of multifaceted hacking attack that the intelligence community believes Russia did authorize in the run-up to the presidential election here. And that conclusion is a challenge to the president-elect Donald Trump, who, of course, has consistently raised questions about whether the Russians were responsible for the hack of the Democratic Party's computer systems. And he said that the Democrats should have been more ready to protect their computer systems from that kind of an attack.
Now, Simon, just touching on what you just said, is there any suggestion of collusion with the Trump camp?
There was no suggestion of that presented during the testimony that we heard on Capitol Hill here this morning. Now, everybody's going to want to know exactly what is in that full report that gets submitted to lawmakers and to the president and the president-elect, and we'll get a sense of that in the redacted version that was put out there. However, they made it very clear, particularly the Director of National Intelligence, James Clapper, that he believes there is, as he put it, a difference between being skeptical about the results of the intelligence gathering that has taken place and disparaging it. And it became pretty apparent that Admiral Clapper believes that what Donald Trump has been doing is disparaging the intelligence services. Indeed, another one of the witnesses, Admiral Mike Rogers, who is the director of the National Security Agency, said that he is worried that if there continues to be, in effect, a crisis of confidence between the intelligence agencies and the people to whom they report, namely from January the 20th, Donald Trump, that he worries could lead to some intelligence professionals leaving the intelligence service and heading off for jobs in the private sector. He was very clearly indicating that some of Donald Trump's comments over the last few days on social media are beginning to cause a morale problem within the intelligence gathering apparatus.
Thanks, Simon. Simon Marks there on the intelligence heads testifying on the cyber threats facing the U.S.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.